We make arrangements for them to be picked up, met and fed and watered throughout the day as they wander, and then pick them up at the end of the day and take them back to their cars. And then we repeat it the second day, and feed them at the end, and usually provide them with some T-shirts and other swag that seems to be quite appealing. So that's what that particular event is. There is a fee for that particular event, and in this instance, it's used as a fundraiser to assist the Dufferin Highland Club. It's being a not-for-profit organization, we're always looking for additional funds. So that's what one of the ways that we do that. And maybe actually it might be interesting to people to know that one of the things that's not as well known, the BTC, the Bruce Trail Now Conservancy, is actually a nature conservancy. So we're known as a trail, and there's 900 kilometers. In addition to that, there's about another 300-400+ kilometers of side trails that the volunteers maintain. The trail itself was conceived and created about 60 years ago, just a bit more. And its purpose was to raise awareness of the beauty and the fragility of the Niagara Escarpment region, which runs from Niagara all the way through to Tobermory in the north and the Bruce Peninsula. Trail itself has been an incredible success, and I don't think there's a day of the year when you could not find an organized hike or walk by at least one of the clubs. The emphasis on the Nature Conservancy has been growing much more in importance over the last few years. And it's really what the organization is leading towards, which is that the Niagara Escarpment is a UNESCO nature reserve. It's one of Canada's nine UNESCO nature reserves. It's the most biodiverse of all of the nine nature reserves in Canada, UNESCO nature reserves in Canada, happens to be in the most populous area. So it's actually under the most stress of all of these biodiversity and nature reserves in Canada. And that's really what the trail was intended to do, is to bring awareness to the fragility of the most incredible biodiversity in Ontario, which is the length of the Niagara Escarpment, and then help us protect it and strengthen it by work through the 1,400 or 1,500 volunteers that we have throughout the whole of the Bruce Trail Conservancy. This particular hike is a self-guided hike. It's a fairly strenuous hike. It would consist of about 27, 28, 29 kilometers up and down the hills in Mulma. And you and probably about another 50 or 60 people would be walking that trail. The trail is extremely well marked. It would take you most of the day to walk it. And what we do is we have stations positioned along the trail to provide help in case you get a blister or such, but also water and snacks and to encourage you to keep on going. So that's what you'll be looking at. We have many other hikes and walks that are designed for people who are introducing themselves to the nature of the Bruce Trail Conservancy and the Niagara Escarpment. So that's this particular one is designed for active fundraising purposes.